I've been lonely lately, and not like regular lonely, like it hurts in my bones lonely. I have a family of five. I have hundreds of people that listen to me every week, and thousands of people that read my words every week. Yet even though I'm engulfed in the presence of others, I still feel lonely. I feel like the more people you're around, the more lonely you actually feel. That the more people that are around you, it actually takes your loneliness and magnifies it and shows it back to you. That you can be surrounded by thousands and feel more alone than if you're in your house by yourself. It's a tough thing to be. And I think the reason we feel this way is because we have bought the lie that we're supposed to get our value from other people. We have bought the lie that presence of others is the presence of your value, and that it's what you get from them that makes you whole. That we find our worth, our purpose, and the response we get from others. This is why people have anxiety attacks over Instagram accounts. This is why people are on their Facebook friends list at 3 o'clock in the morning trying to get them to like their page. This is why your heart hurts every time that number goes down one, or a text is left on read. You end up desperately searching for someone to give you value. We've convinced ourselves that if we can get the right response, the right reaction, the right rise, or the right rage from someone else, that we're not alone. Here's the deal. People can't make us be okay with us. People can't make you be okay with you. People do matter. You know, the first negative statement in the Bible is that it's not good for man to be alone. The first negative statement in the Bible is that it is not good for man to be alone. A perfect human in the presence of God, yet God still said, this isn't good. Now, man lacked nothing, but God knew it was better to have others around us. We are meant to live in community. We are meant to have friends. We are meant to have family. But we can't expect them to solve what's broken in us. We have to come to the place where we're okay with who we are. We have to come to the place where we're okay with what we've done, where we're okay with where we've been, and we're okay with where we are going. If you can be okay with you, it doesn't matter if you're sitting alone in your house with Cheeto-covered fingers at 3 a.m. or if you're on a stage with 4,000 people snapping, clapping, or napping. It doesn't matter. Because true loneliness comes not from being away from people. True loneliness comes with not being okay with you. Loneliness comes because we look at ourselves in the mirror and say, that's not enough. Loneliness comes because we think our presence isn't enough without being added to. We think that our presence is like black coffee that just needs a little more creamer. Our presence is like Frosted Flakes to an 8-year-old, you need another pound of sugar. We think that our presence is like your food at your mother-in-law's house that isn't edible without hot sauce. You get to that point where you feel like whoever I am is not enough and I need other people to make me valued. I've sought to escape my loneliness in the presence of others, in the embrace of others, in the praise of others, in the lips of others, yet I have never been made more valued. It's when I can be okay with who I am that I can be okay with being alone. That I can be okay with being just me. Until then, we're just desperately hoping in something that we can find some interaction that will overcome and overcompensate the void we see in ourselves. We give our time away, we give our art away, we give our words away, we give our hearts away, and we give our bodies away, just hoping that someone makes us feel like we're worth it. But it'll never work. No matter how much you give of you, you will never get enough back to make you okay with who you are. It won't work. When God said it's not good for man to be alone, it wasn't because Adam wasn't good enough in himself. It's just God is just kind and he wants us to have companionship. Eve didn't make Adam any more whole than when God breathed life in him in the first place.
If you read it, it actually got worse.
God just wanted us to have companionship. Eve didn't make Adam better, and no human will ever make you better. Eve didn't make Adam more valued, and no other human will ever give you what you can give yourself. We're lonely because we refuse to believe the possibility that we have worth in ourselves. Most of us are lonely because we can only see how wonderful we are when reflected to others' eyes. We can only see our worth echoed out of other people's lips when we need to be able to see it on our own. Maybe when we can come to the point where we can actually believe that we are fearfully and wonderfully made masterpiece creations, that we will realize that just because you're alone doesn't mean you have to be lonely. And that if you can love yourself, you will never be alone.